July 30th, 1900. Louisa stops the sword of justice. I spent one night and one day being restless. From the very beginning, I felt myself going outside of myself, without being able to find my adorable Jesus. I could see nothing but things that struck terror and fright in me. I could see that a fire was flaring up in Italy, and another one had flared up in China. And little by little, uniting together, they were blending into one. In this fire, I could see the king of Italy, who had suddenly died by a snare. And this was the means to ignite and expand the fire. In some, I could see a revolt, a tumult, a killing of people. After having seen these things, I felt I was inside myself, and I felt my soul being tortured to the point of feeling myself dying. More so, since I could not see my adorable Jesus. Then, after much waiting, he made himself seen with a sword in his hand, in act of throwing it over the people. All frightened and made a little daring, I took the sword in my hand, telling him, "Lord, what are you doing? Don't you see how many tragedies will happen if you throw this sword?" What grieves me the most is that I see that you are putting Italy in the middle. Ah, Lord, placate yourself. Have pity on your images. And if you say that you love me, spare me this bitter sorrow." And while saying this, I held on to that sword as tightly as I could. Heaving a sigh, all afflicted, Jesus said to me, "My daughter, let it go. Let it fall upon the people, for I can take no more." And I, holding it more tightly, "I cannot let it go. I don't have the heart to do it." And he, "Have I not told you many times that I am forced not to let you see anything? Otherwise, I am not free to do what I want." And while saying this, he lowered his arm with the sword and placed himself in act of calming his fury. After a little while, he disappeared from me, and I was left with the fear that, who knows, without letting me see it, he might pull the sword away from me and throw it over the people. Oh, God, what heartbreak, the mere memory of this.